Hey, sleepers, do you think you could beat us in fantasy football? What about Matt Harmon from NFL? Marcus Grant, Pony Keg Sports Podcast. You think you beat the Roto experts? You think you can beat the fantasy football fellas? Well, now is your chance. Sleeper Wire is once again holding its Sleeper Wire Pro-Am League. This is a fantasy football league made up of industry professionals plus you, the listeners and fans. We've got two leagues this year. We had so many people interested. We've got two separate leagues, which means more chances for you to play with teams that run by Fantasy Life, Sleeper Bot, Football Fellas, Clock Dodgers Podcast, 515 Fantasy Football, the Dynasty Nerds, Eat Sleep Fantasy, and the Fantasy Happy Hour. If you think you have what it takes to beat these teams, please join us. It's so easy. All you got to do is make a small donation to our cause. You know Sleeper Wire's cause is to raise money to help our friend Rob. He's got chronic Lyme disease and he needs treatments. So if you go to sleeperwire.com, go to the Pro-Am page /Pro-Am, you'll find all the information you need to do there. You just make a $10 donation, you get one entry. Make a $30 donation, that's three chances. We're going to have a raffle to decide who gets into these leagues, so the more you donate, the more chances you have. So it's a great way to play fantasy with some real experts, but also to make a difference in our friend Rob's life. For more information on how to enter, go to sleeperwire.com/Pro-Am.
Welcome everybody to another edition of the Sleeper Wire Podcast. Yeah! Woo! You know why I'm so pumped? Because I'm the host for this wonderful mock draft, and you know me as Nick Summerall, of course, and with me I've got some amazing co-hosts to join me in mock drafting today. That's Max and Lucas. Guys, thank you for joining me. How are you?
What is up? I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, man. Lucas, what are you up to, man? How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Just getting pumped. Ready for this season to start. Things are getting real. Mock drafts are being taken seriously.
You know what I love about this week in particular, though, guys, is that training camps are a-starting, which means we finally have some news to freaking cover, for God's sakes. I mean, it has been a slow July, if I do say so myself.
So, let me ask, what is the over-under on Carlos Hyde getting cut?
Oh, dude,
Joe Williams looks nice.
I
got an argument on Sleeperbot about him or Jamal with a user. I honestly can't recall the name, but I was like, it's Carlos Hyde's in front of him. That's it. And then he's golden, and now the coaches are already getting sick of Carlos Hyde.
Not to mention, too, during spring training camps, they were saying Carlos Hyde was the worst of all the running backs they had on their depth chart as far as how he looked, how he ran, how he made his cuts. I mean, he looked awful, according to, like, reports. So, I mean, I don't know about getting cut. I don't think that'll happen, but I'm telling you, I called it on an earlier episode this offseason about sleepers and busts, and I had Carlos Hyde as my big bust this season, and Joe Williams is one of my sleepers. I mean, I don't know if the guy is going to light it up there. We're talking about the 49ers, but he's definitely going to be worth more in fantasy than Carlos Hyde. That I'm almost certain of. Which isn't saying much, to be honest.
It's not, but I mean, Carlos Hyde, you got to think, if Williams is better, Hyde is a very, when he's healthy, efficient running back, and he's a good guy to have on your team. I don't know. It kind of sucks if you think about it, because Hyde is good. I don't want to see a player with talent kind of get thrown aside. He's good, dude. He's good. I don't care. When he's on the field, he's good. But he's like the Sammy Watkins of running backs. If he gets cut, he'll find a job. Yes. Very good running back.
Sammy Watkins of running back. Sammy Watkins is a talent. he gets hurt, but he's a talent.
All right. Maybe not Sammy Watkins, but if you want to talk about the flashes in the pan of Sammy Watkins showing great potential, showing that he's going to be this perennial all-star, sometimes Carlos Hyde looks fantastic. Sometimes Carlos Hyde looks like he could be a first-round running back, and then he gets hurt, and then he gets hurt, and then he gets hurt. So,
All players are going to get injured, and they have to be able to play through it some. Carlos Hyde looks good for one game of the season, the very first game, and then he sucks the rest of the season.
You know, I wouldn't say he sucks. You know, there was another interesting report, too, that I heard. I heard that they're thinking in Cleveland that they're going to move Duke Johnson to the slot receiver spot, and they might even have him the starting slot receiver. You guys have any interest in that?
I think it'd be interesting. I'd have a lot more. Jeez, that was loud.
And that noise means that we are beginning the mock draft. So
I don't know if they heard that, but my God, my ears are bleeding with an angel music.
Yeah, if you heard that, guys, it got loud fast.
Guys, they didn't hear it. The producer, Steve, here. If you guys go up to your browser tab and right-click on it, it should bring up a little drop-down menu. Yeah, mute tab, and yeah. It'll stop that.
All right, I just did that myself.
Yeah.
So Lucas went with Antonio Brown with his first pick. Lucas, why don't you tell us, what was your thought behind there?
Well, my thought process was David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell were gone. A lot of question marks around Zeke, but in a PPR, Antonio Brown is gold. I'm never going to be upset with having him on my team.
I completely agree. I think he is, without a doubt, one of the safest picks. In all of fantasy, yes, there's the argument as of late that says, you know, Ben Roethlisberger's getting older. When he's not healthy, things can get shaky. So, yes, I agree there, but don't get cute. Antonio Brown still is a top five pick regardless, because when he's on the field, when Roethlisberger's on the field, I mean, he's money. He's scoring points just like Le'Veon Bell. So let's just break down what's happened so far. I mean, it's been the typical six that you've seen probably in all of my mock drafts. You know, as Luke's mentioned, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell went with Antonio Brown. Our producer went with Ezekiel Elliott, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham. That's the obvious stuff. Then we get to LeSean McCoy in the seventh, Mike Evans in the eighth, and Max, you are up next. So we await your pick to see who.
It's like, I want to take Melvin Gordon. I'm probably just going to take Melvin Gordon, but Devontae Freeman's just staring me in the face right now.
Are you sure? I thought you were taking Lynch.
No, it's too early for Lynch.
Yeah, be the trendsetter.
Lynch. First round is too early. I do like Lynch, and I think he'll be good this year. But, I mean, we just got an update that they want to keep him under 200 carries, which doesn't really surprise me. I don't know. I feel like the Raiders are already kind of doubting Lynch's ability, and it's kind of just like, just let him run. See what happens.
See, I'm here... I'm contemplating between Freeman and Jordy Nelson, only because I think I'll get, you know, a pretty damn good running back in the second round. You know, maybe my boy Jordan Howard. But I also think about maybe I can go with Devontae Freeman, Michael Thomas, possibly when it comes back to me. So what do you guys think?
I think Michael Thomas is garbage. I'd get Jordy now.
Yeah. What about you, Lucas? Anything?
Out of the wide receivers that are there, I would go Jordy.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I also like Devonta Freeman.
I'm going Jordy, guys. I did it.
They're both safe bets. I mean, either way. And, guys, I don't think Michael Thomas is actual garbage. I just don't think his ADP is going to reflect how he is as a player. Let's just get that clear.
Yeah, like, listen, like, I mean, we just saw, you know, user Pat Sway take Michael Thomas with the last pick of the first round, which is fine because he's got, you know, the swing pick, so it could have easily been this beginning of the second round. So, in a way, I'm actually glad that I did take Jordy Nelson because then Michael Thomas wouldn't have been there. And I don't know about starting running back. But see, now I've got Devontae Freeman and Jordan Howard staring me in the face here. And I love Jordan Howard here. Something's telling me maybe I go Devontae Freeman. Know what? I would really be against my own personal rankings that I haven't made public yet. I got to go with Jordan Howard here. I do. That's how much of a believer I am I know the – listen, I'm going to probably get flack from you guys, but hear me out 1 second, okay?
Wow. Listen,
I know Devontae Freeman's in a good offense, but guys, I'm telling you, I believe in Jordan Howard that much that I think he could finish in, you know, higher than Devontae Freeman this season.
Max just took my boy.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I like Devontae Freeman, but this is a PPR. And honestly, Tevin Coleman's going to catch everything there. Todd Gurley is the the team.
I'm surprised that you went Todd Gurley. I really thought you'd go Devontae Freeman there, Max.
Yeah, like Devontae Freeman, like I do like a lot, and I do expect him to be great again. Like I don't see any reason or inclination why he would slow down, but this is a PPR league. And in a PPR, when you have two talents that are relatively equal, the catching ability of Todd Gurley edges him out, and I do expect a bounce back here.
Oh, man, I was hoping he was going to slide to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. I mean, because let me break down how the second round has gone so far. So Pat Sway started it off. He had Michael Thomas the first round. He went with Dez Bryant in the second. I went with Jordan Howard, of course, DeMarco Murray, Todd Gurley to Max, Brandon Cooks, T.Y. Hilton, then Devontae Freeman to any fan 12, followed by Jay Ajayi. Our producer just went with Marshawn Lynch. Wow. With the 21st pick in the draft.
That's a good spot for Lynch, honestly. I mean, Devontae Freeman. I'm kind of surprised that 2K or I can't even see the other kid's name.
Skanaznik?
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't grab Freeman there because, I mean, we did let him slide, but maybe they thought the same thing I did.
Maybe. And you know what? This is the thing. This is what you guys are going to see. You know, listen, like, you know, me, Max, Lucas, even Steve to, you know, an extent with his knowledge. I mean, I'm not saying the fans here lack anything in fantasy football knowledge or anything, but if this were an expert league, like, you know, close to what the Sleepwire Pro-Am League is going to be, which if you guys haven't joined that, by the way, go to sleepwire.com, look into all the information. We also have information up at the Sleepwire channel, so please go there and check that out. But back to the Pro-Am, you know, that's going to be an expert-heavy league where the experts are really going to know what they're doing. Devontae Freeman won't drop that far down. And this is more of like a casual draft, in my opinion. Like, I think this is probably what you'll see more of at your homes with people who are, you know, your friends, families, this kind of thing. You know, Lucas, what do you think of that? You agree with that?
Yeah, but some of it is, though, it's so early that I feel like some people, they're honestly going with their gut with some of these things. So guys, I'm not against it.
You know what I'm against? I'm against Rob Gronkowski in the second round. And I'm also against rebounder stealing Lamar Miller from me.
Well, yeah, so the rest of the draft, Lucas went with Keenan Allen. I love that pick. Especially with the amount of running backs that went, you couldn't have gone wrong there. I wonder who you're going to take here because you're up again. But then, as Max mentioned, I don't hate Gronkowski right where SZA Bad IJ. Sorry, that might be butchering. Yeah, that's probably even worse. You probably just pronounced that even worse than I did. But I don't hate Gronk there. That's that's kind of close enough to the third round territory for me. I mean, he probably wouldn't have gotten him in the third round there, so I like that. I mean, he's got a pretty – I like it. Doug Baldwin, I don't like his wide receiver one. That's who we got in the third round. Amari Cooper was the last pick in the second round. I'm sorry, but I just hate Amari Cooper. I hate that pick. I don't know. I don't want Amari Cooper as my wide receiver one. What do you think, Max?
I'll take that
No, you won't take that one. This is me, and this is my mistake. I like Amari Cooper right there because it's PPR. In PPR, Amari Cooper will perform for you. He gets a lot of targets. I probably would have gone for DeAndre Hopkins, Demaryius Thomas over him, maybe even Travis Kelce if you want to think tight end should be drafted this high. But I really can't knock that pick. I think it's pretty good. Okay. I think there are still some receivers on the board that are being vastly overlooked. But
well, it's your turn, so why don't you show us up?
Yes, let's see what you got here.
I got DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, third round, I'll take him.
That was going to be my next pick.
Allen Robinson, Doug Baldwin, and Alshon Jeffrey. Like, I love Alshon. I do expect a bounce back from Robinson. But, like, Dez Bryant shouldn't have been taken in the second round. Dez Bryant.
Why? You don't think Dez Bryant can bounce back?
I don't think Dak Prescott's going to bounce back. Dak Prescott isn't Tony Romo. Tony Romo made it a point to give Dez the ball because, you know, he's a star. Dak is a different style quarterback. Dak's more, I'm not saying he's on the level of Tom Brady. Like, don't even, like, well, let's get that clear. But a Tom Brady-esque, where he doesn't necessarily throw you the ball just because you're you. He throws you the ball if you're open. That's why I still think Cole Beasley is going to be a great receiver in PPR. I still love Jason Witten. Like, that whole team is going to perform better because of Dak Prescott, because he'll spread the ball out more. I don't expect another 16-touchdown season from Dez. I mean, I could be wrong. It's Dez Bryant. He's great, but I just don't expect it.
So let me just let everybody know what happened now. So third round is gone, just about gone. We're on the last pick of the third round. Lamar Miller, Doug Baldwin, Isaiah Crowell to Lucas, Joe Mixon to our producer Steve. He is now running with three running backs in the first three rounds. That is interesting. We have to talk about that in a little bit. Aaron Rodgers, Allen Robinson, Alshon Jeffrey, Tom Brady, DeAndre Hopkins, Demaryius Thomas, Terrell Pryor, and now what's in – I'm – we got to talk about this. Martavis Bryant in the third round to
Michael Thomas, Dez Bryant, yeah. Martavis Bryant. This is going a zero RB strategy, and I think we've stressed.
And now he went Drew Brees.
Dude, this kid's just punting running backs. Absolutely. I mean, Pat, I hope this works out for you, man. I'm wondering who your late round running backs are going to be at this point. There's really none that like kind of jump out at me that like I need to have. But I mean,
all the power to you, man. Like, honestly, I picked Terrell Pryor because I didn't expect this player to make it back to me, just because with Pat Sway's situation. But it's such a risky pick, but at this point, I got to go with it. It's Leonard Fournette.
Really? Because I thought you were going to take someone else. I thought you were going to take Ty Montgomery. And right now, I am torn so much.
You know what? First off, I mean, I already have Jordy Nelson. And, you know, unless it's Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, I don't like taking multiple people from the same team. I know it's the Packers, and they have a lot of offense to go around. I'm not a Ty Montgomery fan this year. I don't think he's got it to be, a high end RB
two. In a PPR, he does.
Last year, dude, he showed he can do it. No, because if you look at from week eight to the end of the season, he was getting, you know, below five targets or below in receiving. He was not getting what everybody thinks of him as this PPR stud. He was not and that's towards the end when he was starting to be played as a running back.
Yeah, but he was good. I had him. I loved him.
Yeah, and but he wasn't putting up that PPR.
Let's just say if he gets back, if by some miracle he gets back to me in the fifth round, he will be on my team. I couldn't turn away Jarvis Landry for PPR. I just couldn't. And right now where my team sits, I'm actually extremely happy with how it looks.
I think I'm happy with the way my team looks, too.
I think your second running back's team hasn't had a good run game in 5 years.
Okay, but they also haven't had a player like Leonard Fournette either.
Yeah, but they've had good running backs. I mean, Yeldon was supposed to be the savior. And then they had Chris Ivory, who the year before was amazing. Amazing. Amazing, amazing on the Jets.
Because of the coordinator, first off. I mean, he makes great running plays by design. I mean, let's not get carried away. Chris Ivory was, and it was only 1 year of Chris Ivory being, you know, great for the Jets. He's been on that team for how long? And the Saints, and what did he do then? I'm sorry, but no. The Jaguars have not had a running back, in my opinion, like Leonard Fournette since MJD. They haven't had it. Ugh, and now we got a cog in the wheel because somebody's time went up. So Steve,
when we do mocks,
there we go.
It's just next best gets the player.
Exactly.
Like next best person gets picked.
Exactly. That's the only fair way to do it. It's the same way as it would work for an auto draft. So that being said, the draft continues. And
that being said, Lucas hates Sammy Watkins.
I'm not a fan either. I hate Sammy Watkins with a passion. I will not own him on any of my teams.
Steve grabbed Crabtree as his first receiver.
That's very interesting, but I don't fault him for that because, listen, I'm not – Steve went very interesting to me. He went the three running back start, which I would personally never do.
I would, honestly. If the running backs, like if Isaiah Crowell had fallen back to me in the third round, if Lamar Miller in the third round had fallen back to me, there's a very, very good chance I would have gone 3RB.
But you would have went Joe Mixon?
No, I wouldn't.
Right. I mean, let's look at the running backs since Steve was up where he took his third running back. You know, you had Joe Mixon, me taking Leonard Fournette, and Spencer Ware. I mean, there's not one of those guys you would have taken in the third round, right?
You also got to think, though, Joe Mixon, if you listen to hype, if you do, should be a top-tier running back this year. And if he needs a few weeks, he has Lynch and Elliott to kind of sit back on. It's PPR. You can find receivers if you need them. So, I mean, it's not my ideal team, mm-hmm. but I completely understand the picks. And it's something that, like, I could see myself doing. Now, people are going to say they value Isaiah Crowell or Lamar Miller less than Mixon. You know right. what I mean? Like, that's their preference. I would have grabbed Crowell or Lamar Miller with that pick. But Steve didn't have the opportunity to do that. So I can't knock him. I mean, mine, DeAndre Hopkins, third round, I couldn't say no to that. And then Jarvis Landry, every year I'm in a PPR, is Jarvis Landry's my god. I love him.
And I mean, you know, I was torn about getting Jarvis Landry as well when I took Terrell Pryor because I know how good he is in PPR. I really do. Yeah. But I couldn't pull the trigger. I like Terrell Pryor's potential better with the Redskins. I think he's explosive. I know it's 1 year, and that's what worries me about Terrell Pryor, but I think his opportunity there is so good, and the way they play there is just and their offense is underrated, in my opinion. I think they have a really powerful offense there with Kirk Cousins, Terrell Pryor, Jameson Crowder, Jordan Reed. I think that they could really surprise people in the amount of points they could put up this year.
Lucas, can you just explain the reach to me with Danny Woodhead in the fourth round? Is there news I don't know about?
PPR. That's all I'm going to say with this.
I honestly don't think that's that terrible of a pick.
I think sixth round worth.
That's my thing, though, Lucas, is that I think that you could have gotten him later. I don't mind Danny Woodhead. I just think he's been going so much later.
I could have gotten him in the fifth round where I just took him, but the other player that I was going to take instead of him, I just ended up with anyway. So there's a lot of wide receivers I like late, and there's not many running backs. So I would rather secure Danny Woodhead in a PPR will guarantee finish as an RB2. I guarantee it, and has a
as
pretty
long as he stays
of,
healthy.
Yeah, but I mean that's with any player.
Yeah,
right. That's with any player. So. Yeah. At where I have him right now, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. He was the 15th running back off the board. No, excuse me. He was the 17th running back off the board. 17th running back. I needed a number two. I liked him a lot. And for PPR, I mean, that's what it is. He's going to catch, you know, in the top five, probably, is my guess. Top five of all running backs, he will be for pass catching. So,
mm-hmm.
And PPR, he'll probably finish someplace 10 to 14 is my guess. And he's always underrated. And you have to look at, you know, where do you stat these people? Where do you think that they're actually going to end up? And I think that people sleep on him. And so I think his value is actually in PPR between third and fifth round for where he's going to end up.
Oh, 2K Sports, you bastard. Took my pick. That's okay. It's all right, you know. Is what it is, but he took my Doug Martin pick. That was going to be my pick. I'm happy about that one.
Carlos Hyde still available.
Yeah, Carlos Hyde. Oh, damn it. And Amir Abdullah goes. Shit. That was going to be my backup pick. Well, while I'm making my decision, let me just recap the round for you. In fourth round, Drew Brees, Leonard Fournette, Travis Kelce, Jarvis Landry, Spencer Ware, Sammy Watkins, Julian Edelman, Jordan Reed, Michael Crabtree, Danny Woodhead, Devontae Adams, and Golden Tate to finish up. And now we are at Stephon Diggs, Christian McCaffrey, Larry Fitzgerald, Brandon Marshall, Jameson Crowder, Greg Olsen, Tyreek Hill, Doug Martin, Ty Montgomery, and Amir Abdullah. Is there any pick there, guys, that you have any discretion with? I'll start with you, Lucas.
You know, I'm not completely sold on Brandon Marshall right now. I think he's going to be competing against Sterling Shepard for that number two spot. I think that Brandon Marshall Brandon Marshall looked sloppy last year. He looked bad. He was hit in the mitts. I don't know how many, you know, they weren't great throws, but there's a lot of catchable balls that he was just dropping all over the place. Maybe a team switch and playing for a different team will help him. Maybe being the secondary and you know, having main coverage being on Odell will help him. But I think Sterling Shepard played pretty damn well last year and earned his spot. So I think Brandon Marshall has his work cut out for him.
Yeah. What about you, Max? Is there any picks you didn't like from the last two rounds?
Your last pick.
CJ Henderson. We know Max hates him.
Oh,
I know you
God.
Do. I know you do. But that's
I mean,
okay.
I'm happy this is a mock. Genuinely happy. Because honestly, it's interesting to see how the cards are falling. And Anderson might get cut. That's why. Oh, LeGarrette Blount, you son of a bitch.
See, here's my.
I liked that pick.
Well, here's my thinking, Max. And I'm going to explain my CJ Anderson pick. First off, we're running down to the wire. Two picks that I had in my head that I was going to take, Doug Martin and Amir Abdullah, both get taken before me. That threw me off a bit. I do like CJ Anderson. I mean, look, here's what was left. Okay, Carlos Hyde, Bilal Powell. You know, Dalvin Cook, Tevin Coleman. Like, Tevin Coleman, maybe I would have, but you know what I hate is that he's there with Devontae Freeman. I just hate having to take a guy who's
Cook
not
who PPR was like a number one last year. And honestly, like, you got LeGarrette Blount after CJ Anderson, and Dalvin Cook is now the number one running back on Minnesota's
right,
draft.
But he's a rookie. Are you really that, like, are you excited about Dalvin Cook in Minnesota with the worst offensive line in the league?
Minnesota, I know it's Adrian Peterson being there, but they've always had a good run game. Even with Adrian Peterson out, like, they've always figured out how to have a decent run game. So as my fourth running back, yeah, I don't mind it.
They didn't have really that good of a running game with that.
No, last year they pieced together an okay one. And the
okay one? I don't – who did you pick up over – like, who was there that you were like, oh – McKinnon, I never owned McKinnon on any of my teams.
Matt Asiata in a standard, not last year, but the year before, was honestly a stud for you because he just got touchdowns. And that
in
was
three games. I mean, he had three games of three touchdowns, and
he was awesome.
Yeah, so he's great in daily. But
they didn't have a true running back, and Dalvin Cook fits the mold that they're looking for. I do like Latavius Murray more than Cook, but Cook's my fourth running back.
So you would take Dalvin Cook over C.J. Anderson for sure.
Yeah. I just don't like CJ this year. The talent's there, but the writing's on the wall. The Denver doesn't want him anymore. I probably would have gone Booker over Anderson if I wanted Denver running back, personally.
Like I said, here's the thing. Like, I think there's a lot more receivers to be taken in this draft.
Yeah.
I needed to, you know, I want to stack up on running backs because I do have question marks. You know, look, as much of a Jordan Howard believer I am, I know the questions surrounding him, terrible offense around him. But, you know, the way I look at it, same situation last year, if not maybe slightly improved. I mean, even with Alshon Jeffrey out. But then again, he had his best production with Alshon Jeffrey out on PED suspension anyways. So I don't find that to be really a hindrance either. So I know the question's there. Leonard Fournette, of course, is questionable. CJ Anderson, definitely questionable. LeGarrette Blount is a safer one. But at least with those four running backs, I should hit on two. I should.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, that's the thing. I think, didn't we discuss this last week when we were, it might have been me, Steve, and Lucas. We were talking about running backs and who'd be attack, and we both agreed, like, load up this year. That's why it's kind of like, I have Melvin Gordon and Gurley. They should be good. Like, those two running backs should be, like, two that I can start every week. Ty Montgomery could be great, would be awesome as a flex, but if Dalvin Cook works out, he's my fourth running back. You know what I mean? If he works out, I could trade him away, or I have another great running back.
And as much as you like Todd Gurley, I mean, you also have to understand the questions surrounding him as well, going into, you know, after crap performance, you know.
The talent he has, the change of coaches, the rookie quarterback being another year older, I'm hoping things kind of, you know, work out. I'm hoping it melts together a little bit. They needed a new GM. They needed a new coach. What was going on there wasn't working. I don't necessarily think it was all Fisher's fault because the teams constantly sucked talent-wise. And there's really not much he could do about that. Mm-hmm. But I do think fresh faces will bring a better atmosphere out, and I hope Todd Gurley will bounce back from it.
So here's something interesting. So let me recap. So as I mentioned, we were in the fifth round a little while ago where I took CJ Anderson, and Max didn't like it. Mike Gillisley went. I definitely like CJ Anderson more than Mike Gillisley, first off, or Mark Ingram. But anyways, so Mike Gillisley, Mark Ingram went there to the guy who Pat Sway, who took three wide receivers and a quarterback before even taking one running back, which is interesting. But anyways, I took LeGarrette Blount. Randall Cobb went next. Dalvin Cook, Devontae Parker, Carlos Hyde finally got taken. Andrew Luck, Willie Snead, Emmanuel Sanders, Matt Ryan, Dante Moncrief, Frank Gore to finish out the sixth round. So Lucas was the first one of all of us from Sleeper Wire to take a quarterback. So what were you thinking there, Lucas?
Well, I think Matt Ryan was the number two quarterback last year. I don't think he'll hit quite as high as he did this coming year, but if he has 90% of the year that he did, which I see no reason why he shouldn't, that the amount of points that he's putting up is more points than any other position. So the quarterback does matter. And so if you can get an elite quarterback at the tail end of the sixth round, when I already have two starting running backs, three wide receivers, why not? He fell to me at the right spot.
Wow. I am shocked with you, Max. You went with Derek Carr and left me Tevin Coleman to come all the way back to me.
I have four running backs, like I already said. I'm kind of pissed Eddie Lacy was just taken because he was kind of like a sleeper for me. I was expecting kind of a bounce back from him. But Derek Carr, he's going to be a stud. Offense, like I expect, I said this before, I expect like the Raiders to win like 76 to like 58. Their defense really isn't there, but I mean, they're going to get a lot of sacks, but that's about it. But Derek Carr, with the weapons he has around him, it's just fantastic. And I got him, I think, relatively late. So,
well,
if it wasn't him, I probably would have sat and waited for Kirk Cousins or Stafford much, much later.
What about Andy Dalton? How do we feel about Andy?
Yeah, Andy Dalton.
Yeah, you know, like, listen, I think that he's had his moments where he's, he's done well in the past. I never feel like I'm like excited to get Andy Dalton. I feel like I'd rather wait on him in the, in the waivers, like if I need a waiver wire pickup. I never want to draft him on my team, and I don't draft more than one quarterback.
I don't know that in a 12-man that Andy Dalton will be available. I don't think that he will.
But that's the thing, though. It's like, who's worse than Andy Dalton? Tannehill?
Okay. There's a lot of people worse than Andy Dalton.
But you got Tannehill?
Whoever the Browns quarterback is.
Browns have a little bit of talent on their team, but it's like Wentz will be drafted after him, and I like Wentz more. Tyrod Taylor, I like more.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the quarterback in Houston's going to end up being, I'm going to like more, because honestly, they have so much talent down there.
You think that there's more talent than what Andy Dalton has to work with?
He has AJ Green.
So
AJ Green, Tyler Eifert.
I don't like Eifert because he's just going to get hurt. I don't like – that's why I don't like Eric Ebron. I always usually end up drafting Matt Stafford, and I draft Matt Stafford because he's a quarterback. Like, no matter what, he averages like 4,500 yards a season. He's always decent. Dalton, to me, is one of those severe hit or misses. He's either great or he's terrible. And it's one of those things where it's like, if I'm only carrying one quarterback, unless I'm going to quote-unquote reach, which I think I did with Derek Carr – I'm just going to not draft him. I'd rather just pick up a Kirk Cousins, pick up a Wentz, pick up a Tyrod Taylor. If someone wants him in the before the ninth round, 10th round, go crazy. Like, you know what I mean? It's not worth it to me.
So let me break down what's happened since we've been talking a lot. I said there was Mark Ingram was the last pick, and that was back in the sixth round, at the end of the sixth round. So the seventh round begins with the sixth round ended with Frank Gore being taken. So seventh round began with Jimmy Graham, Bilal Powell, Tyler Eifert, Jeremy Maclin, Theo Riddick, Paul Perkins, Adrian Peterson, Kelvin Benjamin, Derek Carr, as I talked about just a little bit ago, Kenny Britt, Tevin Coleman falling to me, Eddie Lacy, then Martellus Bennett, Pierre Garçon was my next pick in the eighth round, Russell Wilson, Delanie Walker, Kenneth Dixon, Derek Henry, Sean Jackson, Eric Decker, Jonathan Stewart, Kareem Hunt, Sam Ajay Perrine, and Cameron Meredith. And now we are beginning in the ninth round, right?
Yep.
Yeah, ninth. Okay. So a couple of things I noted here. Derrick Henry falling to eighth round was pretty interesting and not grabbed at this point by the DeMarco Murray owner. Lucas, if Derrick Henry fell to you the eighth round owning DeMarco Murray, would you feel inclined to pick him up there?
Yes, depending on the makeup of my team. I think that it would be about the time that I would, you know, kind of seriously start considering him. Give me 1 second here while I'm figuring out this next pick.
Hey, can I say something real quick? So I'm just kind of like scanning the draft board real quick. I'm pretty confident with my team as to what I'm seeing, but I'm looking at two people, and I'm really not trying to call anyone out because it's a draft and it's literally just for fun. But we have Skanax, and Sway. Now, Sway clearly went zero RB, and they loaded up late with Gillislee, Ingram, and Eddie Lacy. But Skanax took LeSean McCoy first round, which I get it. Seventh pick, first round, all right. But then drafts Carlos Hyde, who might be losing his job. Then gets Adrian Peterson, who's battling with Mark Ingram. Then gets Derrick Henry, who's backing up DeMarco Murray. Mm-hmm. And his receivers are T.Y. Alshon, which I love. Sammy Watkins, I don't love. And, like, Tyreek Hill. So it's like he has a decent wide receiving core, but I just feel like he punted running backs. And it's kind of crazy because I think Sway actually is the better running back situation just because Mark Ingram knows the Saints offense. Like, he's been there. Eddie Lacy, I do think, will be the primary back for Seattle. And Gillislee has the chance to be the premier back for the Patriots. It just kind of, I don't know, like Latavius Murray was still on the board. He could have done something. Jonathan Stewart could have done something over McCaffrey. It's just, running back is very thin this year, guys. Mm-hmm. Attack. Zero RB isn't going to work. I mean, yeah, you might have a nice receiving core, but like you're going to need those running backs, and I stress that a lot.
Well, not to mention, too, the format of this particular one with three wide receivers and a flex, it definitely makes wide receiver a little more important, which is why I think I ended up with the amount of running backs that I have, owning already five within the first eight rounds, and only drafting three wide receivers. But I like my wide receivers enough, especially Jordy Nelson, Terrell Pryor, and then I think Pierre Garçon is definitely that sneaky receiver that I got value in getting him in the eighth round. I do believe that, you know.
I draft the receivers kind of late, as did you, but it's like I have DeAndre Hopkins, who I got in the third round, who I love. I got Jarvis Landry, who's a PPR stud. I think we can all agree on that. And then what round are we in, the eighth round now?
Ninth
round. I just got Jordan Matthews. Like, those are my three receivers. And for a PPR, I love those three receivers. You know what I mean? It's not like I didn't have to reach for them. No, they're not Antonio Brown. They're not Odell Beckham. But Jarvis Landry in a full-point PPR will average 20 points a week. Like, he gets the receptions. And then, like, Jordan Matthews, I expected a major uptick. And it's just one of those things where the running backs we're at now, like, did James White get taken yet? Because he's one I would consider.
No, he's still there.
Like, that's someone I consider for a running back. Let's see who's left, actually. Just click on the running back tab. Booker is still there, so maybe him. Matt Forte I wouldn't touch. Jamal Charles could be. I don't know. These running backs aren't looking good. You know what I mean? And it's just one of those things where it's like I'm looking at the receivers, and I'm still confident in the receiving options that are there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's plenty of depth on wide receiver. What do you think, Lucas?
I think. Well, we have Max's pick coming up here, so he may be taking a few of these. We'll see. They talked about Rob Kelly having more work, and he could eat. You know, we never know what's really going to happen with Washington, so Rob Kelly could be a value right now. I think in a PPR, Jaquizz Rodgers.
With Doug Martin,
it's a 4-week rental. Yeah, because Martin can catch too, and they still have Sims, don't they?
They have Sims. I've been telling people, listen, if you're going to handcuff Doug Martin, it's no-brainer Jaquizz Rodgers because Charles Sims is the third down guy. He will get work, but you want Jaquizz Rodgers. It proved that last season when both Doug Martin and Charles Sims went down. And when Charles Sims was healthy and Doug Martin was still out, Jaquizz Rodgers was still the lead running back.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that proves that Jaquizz Rodgers – and do you know that Jaquizz Rodgers – is only a year younger than Doug Martin?
Huh. Nope, I didn't know that, but
yeah. I mean, you think Jaquizz Rodgers has been around forever, but actually, he's still younger than Doug Martin.
I think he just bounced around a lot. I think he was just kind of a journeyman.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it seems like maybe he's found his groove in Tampa as the number two option to Doug Martin. So I like that a lot. And I've been stressing, you know, Doug Martin going in the fifth to 2K Sports. I mean, that's about where you're seeing him go now. I was consistently getting him in the sixth round prior to July in my mock draft, and I was loving getting Doug Martin in the sixth round, Jaquizz Rodgers the last pick in my draft. I thought there was no better value than that as far as later running backs are concerned. So it was very
Before everyone realized the LeGarrette Blount hype and that he's going to be good this year, the first few mock drafts they did this offseason, I was scooping him in like the 11th round. It was so nice. And I was like, I hope this is a precursor to this season.
so let me get back to talking up what happened here. So we did get the ninth round over with, already deep in the 10th. Marcus Mariota was next, followed by John Brown, Terrence West, our own Lucas. We'll have to talk to him about that. Latavius Murray, CJ Procise, Marvin Jones, Kyle Rudolph. That was a pick I was looking for in the ninth round, but you know, didn't make it to me. Tyrell Williams, Jordan Matthews, as Max mentioned earlier, Duke Johnson. I took Kirk Cousins in the ninth round as my quarterback, Corey Coleman. And then Pat Sway, I mean, he went O.J. Howard in the beginning of the 10th round. Cameron Brate still there. O.J. Howard's a rookie. I mean, come on. I know there's a lot of hype around the guy, and he could be a really damn good tight end in a couple of years, but you don't take him now in the 10th round, boy. Nope.
Me and Sway, we're gonna have some talks. He's got my info on Sleeperbot.
See, look at this, Max. He took O.J. Howard. Next up, I took Hunter Henry.
Yeah,
I mean that's great.
Jack Doyle was still on the board too.
Doyle was there. I mean, come on, there's so many tight ends. Yeah, and then so you know, O.J. Howard, Hunter Henry, Rashard Matthews, Josh Doxon, Matt Forte,
Jason Witten's still there, Cameron Brate's still there.
Yeah,
Austin Hooper's still there, who was decent last year. Fedorowicz, however you say his name, for Houston. Fedorowicz, who was huge last year, still there. It's definitely a reach, but what can you do? I mean,
what can you do? What can you do, indeed? I mean, this is at least a mock. That's all we can say for that pick. James White went after Ben Roethlisberger to New England Fan 12. Corey Davis, a guy I was considering taking, but I wanted Hunter Henry over him. Jack Doyle, Cole Beasley, Jamal Williams, Adam Thielen. To round out the 10th, and we are starting to get into it in the 11th round, guys. This mock draft is going fast. So what is, like, Lucas, is there a pick amongst those that maybe you're like, eh? Because for me, it's like, I'm like Rashard Matthews, Corey Davis. Like, who in that area would you want more if you had to choose?
Well, I think that Cole Beasley was a pretty decent pick at around. I think I would have rather had Cole Beasley than Corey Davis.
I didn't ask about Cole Beasley. I asked Corey Davis.
Yeah,
I said between the two, who would you rather had? I mean, I agree. Cole Beasley's a nice pickup, especially when you consider.
God, Steve, you son of a bitch. Joe Williams. That San Francisco's running back, folks. Joe Williams.
Yep. I've mentioned him as my no, you did not. I was on the Sleepers and Bust show, and he was my sleeper, damn it.
Well, he may have been your sleeper, but I got in a very vehement argument on Sleeperbot, and I was all about him. I wasn't on it.
Well, this was a month ago, so listeners heard it before they heard it here.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. That's ladies and gentlemen, that's where Max has lost it, and he has nothing left to say in his defense. So thank you very much. I am proud of what just happened there. I think we could just end the show right now. Honestly, the mock draft's not even over. Forget it. That's it, right, Lucas? I mean, that's getting Max to not speak anymore on the subject. Come on. Did I win there or did I win?
I mean, you got to get some kudos there because it takes a lot to get Max tongue-tied and, you know, get him to just say, okay.
Okay, whatever.
But okay, so what do we have here? We have Jalen Richard, Marlon Mack, Cam Newton,
Matt Stafford, Kevin White, Andy Dalton. There you go. He got drafted.
Denver has two quarterbacks. It's a mock draft. Why are people drafting two quarterbacks?
Yeah. So here I am, guys. I feel like I need a wide receiver here.
Mike Wallace is still available.
Yeah, I see that. Mike Wallace, John Ross, Taylor Gabriel. Names I don't really love. Sterling Shepard, it's not a bad one.
Kenny Stills actually was decent last year.
Tyler Lockett, Chris Hogan.
Will Fuller, I do like this year. Alan Hearns, dude. Alan Hearns, come on.
Will Fuller.
All right. I'm gonna go with Sterling Shepard here.
That's gonna be the pick.
My last two receiver picks were literally just kind of like, you know, maybe Josh Doctson will stay healthy this year. Maybe Kevin White will stay healthy this year.
So, you know, honestly, I would have picked Kevin White if he was still there, just because that's the way I feel. I feel like if he can stay healthy, maybe.
He's talented, right. So yeah. He's worth rostering.
That's one of those things where it's like, I have my three receivers I'm good with. I'll take two flyers and kind of just hope for the best.
Right, you know, because the way – I think, Max, the way you and I drafted our teams, at least, like – and, you know, and Lucas, like, I think you have better receivers than maybe me and Max do. That's what I think. Especially if Keenan Allen stays healthy.
Well, PPR-wise, I think I probably have the strongest core between Antonio Brown, Keenan Allen, and Larry Fitz.
Yeah. You know, so, but, like, I see, like, me and Max, like, if this was our teams in a real league, I think what would happen here is him and I would have to play the waiver pretty hard for wide receiver to have some depth and bench spot, you know, and just guys that we could.
Like I said, I don't think we'll have to play the waiver, really, because you have Jordy Nelson, you have Pryor, Pierre Garçon, and Sterling Shepard. I actually like Shepard more than Garçon, but, like, with my three receivers and your, like, DeAndre Hopkins, Landry, and Matthews, I'm perfectly content with that.
I'll just grab
one more receiver who I know is going to play, who I know, like, won't be the best, but, you know, a bye week fill-in, that's fine. And I won't need to play the wire. What I'm looking for, honestly, between Ty, Delvin, Corey, and Melvin Gordon, I'm looking for someone to trade with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for someone to be forced to be like, oh, damn, I need a running back.
Right, and that's where I kind of see it, too.
I'll go to Sway and be like, hey, I'll give you any of my running backs. Give me one of your 15 receivers. You know what I mean?
I'm starting to wonder if Pat Sway drafted his team the way he did just so we would talk about him so much. Probably. I feel like we've mentioned him so much more than any of the other fine listeners that have joined us today on this mock draft, which we are all thankful for.
He's the only one to go zero RB, and zero RB is something we're stressing not to do this year, so it stands out. So, I mean, he made us notice him by doing something that we all kind of don't want people to do.
You know what's funny is you say that – I like the way you worded that sentence there. You said something that we stress not to do this year. However, this is something I think that personally I have stressed never to do. Yeah.
I hate it. But last year I did do it in one league, and I got very lucky with LeGarrette Blount, Melvin Gordon, and that was it. For the most part, it's something I never would do because I just don't believe in that. But that being said, I understand it. You know what I mean? I understand why people do that. You can load up on elite receivers.
Mm-hmm.
But this year especially is one of those years where you just don't see people doing it.
Right. Exactly. That's the thing. It's like you're not seeing it very often, this zero RB strategy that it used to be. Lucas, why don't you tell me, you know, how are you feeling about your team at the moment? I mean, I think you got a pretty good team. We were talking about your receivers before. How do you feel at running back in particular?
I think that if I was looking at this team through goggles of a standard draft, I would be upset with my running backs. But with PPR, I think Isaiah Crowell and Danny Woodhead are both going to give me solid at least RB2 numbers, if not RB1, from week to week. And I'm pretty okay with that. Kareem Hunt, I think, is very talented and could end up as, you know, as the lion's share guy there. Terrence West, don't love him, but I think that he is going to see some touches. So on the off chance that he ends up taking over that role and just being the guy and getting it, I think that he's worth owning, especially around, you know, the other people that were going at the time. There's a few, you know, they all went where they were supposed to go there. Let's see. And I'm actually looking for one more, you know, I'm kind of looking for another running back to throw in right now. And if he gets to me, you know, I still am a believer of Darren Sproles and in a PPR. So hopefully they can figure something out. I'll have a fifth running back.
See, I'm torn right now between Dunbar, Sproles, because Dunbar is on LA now. And he was really good for a while before he hurt his leg. So I'm torn between Dunbar, Sproles, which you just took, and Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson was really effective as far as receiving goes, and I kind of torn if I want to take him or not. Or Rex Burkhead for New England, because God knows he could just be a stud and only Bill Belichick sees it. You know what I mean?
It's just, you know, it's just funny. If it's not James White, I'm not taking him as far as running backs in New England.
I like James White the best this year.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. The kid's young. He's got talent. He's literally Deion Lewis, just younger.
Just younger and stays healthy.
Yeah, and doesn't get hurt. And right. I feel for Deion because his story is kind of cool, coming out of nowhere, like undrafted free agent. Like, it's a really nice story, and I wish it could have worked out better. And you know what? He's still on the team, so I can't even say it hasn't worked out. But when you have literally your twin, who's younger than you, is going to cost less money than you, and doesn't get hurt.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, if you roster Deion, I don't blame you, but he's not my first look.
I'm not going to be surprised if Deion Lewis is cut during training camps. I'm not. I think that's a very likely situation, considering how many running backs the Patriots do have. I don't think they're carrying that many going into the season. So I think Deion Lewis is definitely an expendable commodity there. So that's why I think James White is going to be so valuable this season. But, you know, guys, as we're talking about players, you know, we talked about Lucas taking Antonio Brown in the first round. It reminded me of something. It reminded me of this really awesome contest that we have going on where you could get your own autographed Antonio Brown jersey. I mean, guys, this has been the safest pick in the first round for quite a number of years now. And this year is going to be no different. So why don't you guys participate in this contest where you could get yourselves an autographed Antonio Brown jersey framed real nice. It's like the jerseys I have, guys. I have these really nice framed jerseys, you know, an autographed Gale Sayers jersey, because I'm a believer in Jordan Howard. I already got my Jordan Howard signed jersey. Maybe that'll bite me in the ass. But, hey, they were all thanks to pristineauction.com. P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. Great site that offers great sports memorabilia collectibles. Anything that you want to fill up your man cave, or maybe you live alone, you're a bachelor. Hey, kudos to you. I'm married, so I'm screwed. I need a man cave in order to display my things. But you know what? Is what it is, and this is the place to go, pristineauction.com. Now, to get the Antonio Brown jersey, you go to our podcast, whether it's on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you can give them a 5-star review, leave one for us. Maybe take a screenshot or try to take a picture of you leaving your 5-star review. Send it, email it to sleepwire@gmail.com. That'll enter you in a chance to win this Antonio Brown jersey, guys. So please, sleepwire@gmail.com. That's where you email. Do it now because it's ending shortly. There's more information on sleepwire.com or Sleepwire channel on Sleeperbot. Man, guys, we're almost done with this.
Booker was taken.
Yeah, Devontae Booker was taken. I mean, let's run through this, guys. So we had Rob Kelly, James Winston, Quincy Enunwa, Joe Williams, Jalen Richard, Marlon Mack, Cam Newton, Matthew Stafford, Kevin White. Had to catch my breath. Andy Dalton, Sterling Shepard, Jaquizz Rodgers, Mike Wallace, Kenny Stills, Jamal Charles, Alan Hearns, Austin Hooper, Jeremy Hill, Eli Manning, John Ross, Zach Ertz, Darren Sproles, DeAndre Washington, Thomas Rawls, Robert Woods, Devin Funchess, Darren McFadden, Phillip Rivers, Devontae Booker, Ted Ginn, Eric Ebron, and we are up to 2K Sports. Woo! Come on, guys. That one was pretty good. Huh?
Huh? Hey, you flew through those, baby. It's like you've done this before.
Right? So, and we had our first defense off the board, Denver Broncos. And this is in the, what is it, 12th round here? No, 13th. 13th round here, because this is 16 rounds. So the 13th round, Denver Broncos. What do you think of that pick, Max?
I like it. I mean, it's about time for defense, I guess. We're getting kind of late. I'm looking at running backs right now because that's just kind of what I do. And it's just hard.
Yeah, it's getting a little tight at running back there. A lot of, you're taking,
you can take your Rex Burkhead.
Yeah, he's there. Chris Thompson's still there.
Chris Thompson is there. Deion Lewis.
Shane Vereen.
I was looking at Gio Bernard because when he comes back, he's going to get the third down work. Shane Vereen looks nice always.
Let me ask you this, Lucas. While Max is deciding here, what do you think of people possibly taking like handcuffs at this point?
I think it's the right time if they're just there and you know that there's – and the thing about handcuffs though is make sure that it's – a talented player and that you for sure know that that is the handcuff.
Mm-hmm.
I hate wasting picks on players that are just going to sit there and take up space. If you don't even know for sure that they're the handcuff to your player and they're only a mediocre player, no, go take someone who's actually going to do something and has potential to actually earn you points and help you win the season.
I'll never forget when I took Charkandrick West, my friend had Jamal Charles. And he was like, why'd you draft him? And I was like, oh, I like him. Because I did like him. I thought he was good. And he took Niall Davis. And then when Jamal Charles went down, West stepped up and was the lead back. My friend was so mad at me. He was like, how did you know? And I was like, I just liked him, dude. I just liked him. I'm sorry. Didn't think Davis was that great.
So I just took Shane Vereen there. So, yeah, we mentioned Denver Broncos, went Chris Thompson to Max, Steven Gostkowski, and then Shane Vereen, like I said, I took. And now we're at Pat's Way with his last pick here in the 13th round. We are wrapping it up, guys. It's been a lot of fun. Let me give the shout-out to you guys who have been here with us through this draft. We've got Rebounder 786. Zabadij, Zabadij, of course, Lucas and Steve, Joshua D. Weck 1, AnyFan 12, SKNAZEK, 2K Sports, Max, of course, Bender 18, myself, and Pat Sway. Guys, we have all been here doing this mock draft, wrapping it up shortly. So thank you all who have joined in on this mock draft episode. We've had a lot of fun here so far. I think we've broken down some really good stuff. Just to take a quick trip back down memory lane to the beginning of this draft, Lucas, was there any pick that maybe we glossed over, maybe we didn't get enough time to because we were drafting to look at and go, I don't think I would have, I don't know why anybody would reach for that pick there.
Let me kind of go back here and, one of the ones we talked about, with Dez going, where he did, it's not based on talent. It's just purely based on usage. I don't think that, their game plan with Dax Feet and then having Elliott, it's short passes, 5, 10, 15 yard chunks, run the ball, run out the clock. That's more Dallas's game plan. They'll open up the field with Dez a few times, but we're not going to see the air mail like we are used to seeing from Tony Romo.
I'm not the biggest fan of Brandon Cooks, honestly, in the second round. He's an immense talent, and I get that, but on New England, he's not Randy Moss. They have so much talent there. With Gronk, James White, Edelman, Hogan, Amendola, the list goes on. So in the second round for Brandon Cooks, when you could have gotten T.Y., Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Allen Robinson, Alshon Jeffrey, DeAndre Hopkins, I think Cooks was kind of a reach there. I'm actually not really sure what his current ADP is, but I just feel like the 17th pick was too high.
I agree with that.
I totally agree, though, about Brandon Cooks. It's a stretch to take him. Like, but, you know, at the same time, here's what I'll have to say. Is Brandon Cooks, where 2K Sports got him, I don't think that Brandon Cooks would have fell back to him in the third round at his draft position.
Yeah, but I don't think Brandon Cooks, realistically, I'd rather a different team. Like, Brandon Cooks is one of those receivers that this year. I'm not excited for him.
I'm not either.
He's not someone that, like, to me, last year, what did he do? Did he warrant a second round pick this year? Or is it just because he's on the Patriots?
I think it's a combination of what he's done and, you know, like Amari Cooper.
And I think Amari Cooper is better. I didn't like Dez Bryant. I think Dez Bryant's going to have a better year. Like, it's one of those things where, let's look at the third round. Like, Julian Edelman is going to be against him in a PPR. I'd probably like Julian Edelman more. Mm-hmm. I'd like Jarvis Landry more. You took Demaryius Thomas in the third. I would like Demaryius more. Oh, sorry, you took Terrell Pryor. I don't know about Terrell Pryor yet, but could be better than Brandon Cooks. I mean, he was great last year. So it's one of those things where Devontae Freeman went after him, T.Y., Ajayi, Lynch, Allen, Gronk.
My point is, though, Max, is that, like, okay, I agree with you with what you're saying. I'm not a fan of Brandon Cooks and where he went. But all I have to say is, though, for people playing fantasy this year, though, if there's a guy you are high on that you think won't make it back to you, you got to take him then. You have to be the one to make that decision. There are going to be people who are making decisions that we may be against, but if that's the player they like, there's no talking them out of taking that player. You know what I'm saying?
That I understand. It's just one of those things where it's like, I love Lamar Miller this year. Like, I genuinely, you guys know.
And you know I don't.
Yeah. I knew he wasn't going to get back to me. I knew the chances of Lamar Miller making it all the way back to me at the ninth pick, so pick 33, wasn't going to happen. But I couldn't pass up Todd Gurley over him. Even though I think the production, I think Lamar Miller could be better. I also feel that Todd Gurley has more talent. Right. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I weighed my options, and I'm not going to reach when, like, Brandon Cooks, T.Y. Hilton, the next pick, is better than Brandon Cooks. Keenan Allen, when healthy, is better than Brandon Cooks. When you don't have a running back at that point, when you go Mike Evans, your second pick should be a running back, whether it's Devonta Freeman, Jay Ajayi, Lynch, Miller, Isaiah Crowell. Like, those are all running backs that could have been taken there. Crowell was probably a reach there, but you guys get what I mean.
Mm.
Cooks is just one that stands out to me. Gronkowski, personally, I do not believe in taking tight ends early. Personally, they get hurt. Yeah. The great ones get hurt too much for me to warrant taking them.
Except for Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen, yeah, but even Greg Olsen wasn't, like, great last year. He was good, but he wasn't Kelce, Reed.
He's got a high floor.
Yeah, he has a high floor, but his ceiling isn't much higher than his floor. Not at this point in his career. Yeah. Like, I took Delanie Walker 3 rounds after Olsen went. I think Delanie Walker and Olsen have a similar floor and ceiling.
That's how I feel about Hunter Henry. You know,
yeah, like they're both good tight ends. They're not going to be, like, barn burners, but, like, they could have great weeks. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Guys, listen, I think we have covered everything we need to. I know there's a couple rounds left, but let's face it, it's going to be defenses, kickers, and nobody.
We're defenses and kickers now.
I haven't drafted my kicker yet. You guys, you're not even ready for this.
Oh, my God. Well, who are you taking?
I can't tell you that because...
Why? You're drafting?
I'm the next for us, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Who do I want to pick? I could go Dustin Hopkins, you know, to match my DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, my gosh. That way you could fool people in trading. Hey, you want D. Hopkins?
That would be... Dude, I got so excited when Dustin Hopkins got dropped. I was like, who the hell just made the biggest mistake of their fantasy careers? And I looked, and I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, or when you would see last year, D. Johnson, and it was Duke Johnson from Cleveland instead of David Johnson. Oh. I hate those kind of situations. But no, really, guys, I think we're at this point where, you know, it's kickers, defenses. You know, we've gotten through a lot of stuff here and a lot of great stuff. And you know what, too? If you guys want, we can, you know, grab a picture of this, post this on our Twitter, you know, and you guys can follow us, take a look, you know, see how the whole draft board went. I think this is a pretty good mock draft. Like I said, you're going to see how someone did a zero RB strategy here. You're going to see – I think you're going to see what you're typically going to see here, though, in your standard casual 12-team PPR mock drafts. I think this is a typical one that you'll see as far as examples are concerned.
Yeah, I mean, how do you guys feel about your teams? Because, like, genuinely, Melvin Gordon, Gurley, Hopkins, Landry, T.Y., Cook, Derek Carr, Walker, Matthews. I'm really, really liking my team. This is actually a team that, in a PPR, I wouldn't mind rolling with.
It's not my most exciting team I've mocked up from this spot, only because getting Doug Martin would have made it, me happier than having C.J. Anderson, for sure.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't think this is a terrible draft, in my opinion, for me. I think it would need some work with the waiver wire or trading to get, you know, maybe a little better wide receivers. Unless, you know, Jordy Nelson, Terrell Pryor just absolutely kill it, like they have the potential to do. But I would just want some more assurance, I guess. I'm not 100% excited about my team, but I think it's a strong team. I think it's pretty well-rounded, and it's got better running back depth than a lot of other teams on this in this draft. What about you, Lucas?
I'm pretty happy with my team. Generally, I don't go wide receiver, but I couldn't pass up on Antonio Brown in the PPR where we were, and then a lot of the running backs that I liked went before it wrapped back around to me. And most drafts that I'm in, Todd Gurley wraps back around to about this pick or a little bit later because people are really down on him. And Max and I talked about Todd Gurley pretty in depth on the last show that we did together. So I took Keenan Allen, who I love Keenan Allen. He's usually going in the third round. I wasn't sure he would make it back to me. Lamar Miller, I'm not a huge fan of. And then in the third round, I got my first running back with Isaiah Crowell, who I think is actually a very talented running back. And the eye test last year, if you watched that boy run, he was if he was in space, you weren't catching him. He was ripping off some big runs, but the team was just so awful that he wasn't really given a chance, and he was pulled in most of the second halves, the latter parts of the game for Duke Johnson. And I think that they will be, they're not going to be a one-loss team. They're probably going to have like a one-win team. They're probably going to be more like a five-win team, which at least means that they're going to be in the game and he's going to get more touches this year. So I think Isaiah Crowell will be a good pick. Joe Mixon was there, and I was kind of 50-50, but my RB1, I kind of wanted something I was more confident in. Joe Mixon could come out and be great, or he could be a dud, and then that would be hurt. So Isaiah Crowell like there. Danny Woodhead I love in PPR, absolutely love him. Matt Ryan, I mean, my starting team's pretty strong. Antonio Brown, Keenan Allen, and Larry Fitz for the three wideouts. Isaiah Crowell and Danny Woodhead, then with Matt Ryan and Tyler Eifert. And then Cole Beasley to come in for the flex if I need him. Kareem Hunt could end up being the guy there for KC. So, I mean, I'm pretty happy. I don't absolutely love the team, but I do think it would be a pretty major competitor in this league.
Now, one thing we need to stress, too, drafts, like, your season isn't one of the draft. I can't tell you how many years leagues I've been in where my team that I've ended the season with is completely different than the team I started with. There are times where I'll draft players. Like, I took Kevin White because if he's doing something and this is a real draft, Nick will trade for him. You know what I mean?
Not necessarily.
Yes, Nick, you would.
Honestly, you don't know me that well. I hardly ever pull for trades.
But
I never like the value that I'm getting because I always feel like somebody's trying to one-up me in trades. So I'd rather not trade. I'd rather keep what I have.
Well, unless you're playing with stubborn Nick.
Yeah. See,
there's a lot of homerism, and I think we've all seen it.
Oh, listen.
But it's one of those things where you can draft a trade. You're not going to lose your league of draft.
You could do that with somebody who's a big Denver fan in our pool of guys that we work with for Sleeper
Wire. Denver fans.
Right. So that you can get away with. Me, I'm sorry. Like, I know personally,
I'm in my quote-unquote big money league that I'm in every year. We have a die-hard Steelers fan. Like, he wants every one of the Steelers. So if I'm before him in the draft, I take Antonio Brown, or I'll take Le'Veon Bell, and I'll take them knowing that they won't be starting for me week one. because I know as soon as that draft ends, I'm getting two players for him. And I'm going to get the second and the third round pick for him, which you might be like, oh, a first rounder for second and third? It's like, hey, if your second round pick is Todd Gurley and your third round pick is Lamar Miller and I'm giving you Le'Veon Bell, I'm happy with that. But that being said, like that's preseason things. All I want to stress is before the season starts, your draft isn't going to ruin you.
Yep, Waiver wire thing,
injuries happen, you never know.
That's why you got to stick with us, guys, because, you know, once you get past the draft, draft should be considered like your base. Draft is where you get, you know, your base starting package, but you need to fluff it up around the season and hopefully not replace parts. Hopefully you're just adding, you know, but if you have to replace, don't worry. Don't get scared. Don't sweat. Don't think, oh my God, it's over. I might as well give up after week two. No. Like, stick with Sleeper Wire. We can get you to a championship still. It's not impossible. It's, you know, it's going to be harder than a team who has perfection from the draft and just has to make a couple waiver wire ads here and there. But you'll get there. That's why you're a sleeper to win your league, because you stick with us at Sleeper Wire. So, yeah, guys.
Not everyone can draft as well as me.
See? There you go. And who doesn't like hearing such an ego like Max on the show? I mean, that's why you also tune in. Guys, this is it, though. The draft has ended, and the show must end with it. So, Max, why don't you tell everybody where they can find the show, support us, and reach out to us?
You guys can go to sleeperwire.com. You'll find all of our information right there. You can actually listen to our podcast right there. You can ask us questions. There's also a link to Rob's GoFundMe in that. And if you guys don't know who Rob is, he's a dear friend of the show. He helps us create everything we do. And he's an avid SleeperBot user and fantasy football player. And he's suffering from a terrible disease. If you want to know more, please go to his GoFundMe. That's GoFundMe.com/RobJR. Amazing man. An amazing person. We are also on Sleeper at Sleeper Wire Show, and we're all over Fantasy Life and SleeperBot. So hit us up.
Yeah, and you can follow me on Twitter at SleeperWire Nick. You can also follow me on SleeperBot at, or you can at least tag me on SleeperBot at SW Nick. And you can also follow me on Fantasy Life app at SleeperWire Nick. Lucas, where can they find you?
SleeperWire LBB on SleeperBot. Hit me up on there if you want to chat.
All right. And Max, how about you?
Max SW. You guys will see me bouncing around.
Is that on SleeperBot, on Twitter, or both?
It's on SleeperBot. My Twitter, I forgot my password, so I got to do some Twitter foo and get in there and change that.
All right. So for now, reach out on SleeperBot at Max SW, guys. Well, one last thing, guys. I just want to know, you know, you got to download the SleeperBot app, because we have the SleeperWire channel now. It's fantastic. It's the best way to reach out to us. So please, guys, whether you have an iPhone or Android, download the SleeperBot app. One word, SleeperBot. Yeah, that's it. You got it, right? Okay, good. You download that, and then you can follow us, subscribe on the SleeperWire channel. We're here all season long and in the off season as well. So just download it, subscribe to it. You'll get chances to enter all our contests, ask questions. Whatever you guys want from us, we can give it to you. Except for blood and semen. We're not legally allowed to give you blood and semen. but anything else, we can give you guys. So please, subscribe to the SleeperWire channel. Only available on the SleeperBot app. For Lucas and Max, I'm Nick Summerall saying so long, everybody. Good night.